The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we'll be foregoing our regular format and paying tribute to one of the greatest soccer players who ever lived, Portuguese legend, the Black Panther, Eusebio, who passed away yesterday at the age of 71. He's a true gentleman of the sport, who had many ties to soccer in this area with the Lancers, the Buffalo Stallions, and the Toronto Metro Croatia. We'll be joined tonight by former Lancers owner Charlie Sciano and the former coach of the NASL Lancers, Don Popovich, who will share their memories of Eusebio, as well as Will Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. Now let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I know that you knew Eusebio from his days playing here in Rochester, and a gentleman who will certainly be missed.
Well, let me tell you, the association that we had with the gentleman that is no longer with us, Eusebio, and my knowing him, it goes back many, many years ago with the like of Chalishano, Salderosa, and all the people that, you know, made soccer famous in Rochester. And, you know, I can only say that the world today has lost one of the people that really made an impact on soccer, not only in the national and international scene, but also in the local scene, as we've seen him play in Buffalo and in other places and in Toronto. So I concur with all the things that have been said and written about him, and it's a sad day for soccer because he represented not only Portugal, but he represented Mozambique, where he was born. He represented, you know, soccer in Africa, you know, in the continent of Africa. So not too many things can be said that it would express the feeling in my heart right now, because we lost one of the best players in the world.
You certainly did, and he was nearly a member of the Rochester Lancers. And to talk about that and more about Eusebio and his days in the North American soccer, let's bring Michael Lewis in now from New York. And Michael's appearance brought to you by Salen's Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you today?
Well, cold, but be that as it may, we're remembering Eusebio, and you know, a lot of people, you know, out there, the younger people may not know the name of even Eusebio, but boy, what in his day he was second only to Pelé as a soccer player, but more importantly, he had a big impact in this area in the North American Soccer League and in the MISL with the Buffalo Stallions. But I know that you wrote an article about him on BigAppleSoccer.com and talked about how he was almost a member of the Rochester Lancers. So tell us about what you remember about Eusebio and when you covered him.
Well, definitely a great player. Had a fantastic year for the 1976 Toronto Metros Croatia that won the NASL title, and you could do a show and a half on that. He was at the end of his career when he did play in the NASL, and he started out actually with the Boston Minutemen in 1975 and made his debut in Rochester, of all places. Unfortunately, no one from the Minutemen bothered to tell the media the night before when they had signed him. They told me at the stadium about an hour before the game, which didn't make me very happy because here are the Lancers who wanted to promote the game, and what better way to promote the game with one of the greatest players in the world. So a missed opportunity. That game, the Lancers did win. It was, I think, pouring for the first two goals. They won 4-1. And I have to admit, Eusebio did not really impress me in that game. But he did come back in 1976, score a goal against the Lancers in the final regular season game against them when he was playing for Toronto in a 2-1 Metro's Croatia win in Toronto, which gave Toronto home field advantage in the playoffs, and Toronto won the playoff game 2-1. So he did come back and haunt the Lancers.
Well, Mike, you know, going back in those years where you and I enjoyed classical soccer, I would have to call it, you know, because it was a classic in those days to see all the players in, you know, that we were fortunate to see. Eusebio was probably one of the best Portuguese player that came, and you know, along with Ibrahim Silva, you know, Giorgio, and all the players that, you know, they came here from Portugal with the help of Popovic, the connection that he had with the Portuguese Soccer Federation. And of course, you know, I can't really say enough things about Eusebio because he was a modest man. He was not a stuck-up kind of a player. The fame never went to his head, and he was a humble, great player. So that's the way I remember him.
I think you put it very, very well. And as Andrew just said, you know, about how close he became to being a Rochester Lancer, the 1976, the Minutemen put him on waivers, and the Lancers claimed him. Unfortunately, they couldn't make a deal with him, and they basically sold his rights to the Toronto team for a few thousand dollars, and we all know what happened from there. Sal DeRosa was the Lancers' general manager at the time. And ironically, he did eventually get Eusebio on his team with the Buffalo Stallions in 1980, but that was literally at the tail end of his career, even more so than in NASL. But, you know, a great player. I'm trying to remember if I ever had an opportunity to talk to Eusebio, and I, quite frankly, I can't remember if I did or not. But it's been a few years.
It certainly has, but I think one of the things that we'll remember about him is, you know, besides his demeanor, but what a shot he had. I mean, he had one of the best, he was one of the best free kick takers in the history of the game, and he certainly, in that year with Toronto, I mean, we're going to talk to Dick in just a bit, I'm sure he can give us more about his days with Toronto, but he certainly, you know, he made his mark, and he led the Toronto to an NASL title, and they often said with him back in his days with Benfica, where he made his mark in Europe, that without him, Benfica would have been an ordinary team. I mean, he was really the leader and the gentleman who propelled Benfica to the great heights that they did, and, you know, he brought a championship to Toronto when I don't think anybody probably expected them to win the title in 1976.
No, they didn't. In fact, the league was hoping that they weren't because of the ethnic affiliation in the name of the team. But Eusebio, you know, was just someone special. Yes, he had that incredible, powerful kick, that shot. And it just seemed like, maybe it's me, but it just seemed like in the old days there seemed to be more guys with cannons for feet, like Durbama from Gerd Müller from Germany, and even Rochester's own Bronco Sagota, who had a hell of a shot, and let's not forget Mike Stojanovic. Maybe it's memory playing tricks on me.
Certainly is, and I know that we, again, the younger generation who may never have seen him play. I got the chance to see him play for Toronto. I mean, he was well past his prime, obviously, even probably more so than Pelé was when he came to play. Pelé, I think, was still a world-class player when he played, even when he came out of retirement. Of course, he had a tremendous crew around him, but Toronto really, he was their leader that year. I mean, it was his last great year, and then after that, his knees basically gave out on him, which was really sad, of course, that, you know, that would happen, but, you know, it's the abuse that players took back in those days. Joe, you can attest to this.
When you look at the players of those days, I mean, they always played on grass field, and then when they came to America, they started to play on hard surfaces, and they tried to play indoor. They tried to play in a carpet that they put up to just to cover the hard surface just for show, and certainly they does a tremendous job on the knees. I mean, it's unbelievable when you used to play in a soft grass and a ground that gives a little bit, you know, then you find yourself and that really does the shin splints, it does the knee problem, and you know, and when you get older, that's when you feel all this kind of stuff. So I think that there was a time and a place for everybody. And I think that Eusebio, when he emigrated to America, he came to bolster soccer more than anything else. I mean, because he was a well-known player worldwide, you know, world-renowned players. And his job when he came over here, he was to promote soccer because of his name.
I think he wanted to play too. They started to draw Pelé out of retirement to bolster the league, but Eusebio wanted to play, and I think he knew he couldn't play in Europe anymore, so he brought his trade over to North America, and for a few years we got to see, you know, again, this is one of the second greatest player of his era behind Pelé. So,
well, you just don't forget that Toronto has a great population of Portuguese players, and the Portuguese, there's a great population of Portuguese people that emigrated to Canada. So he was very, very popular in Toronto, and he did a lot of good things for the Toronto fans and the Toronto population, you know, with his skill and his flamboyance.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely, it's in a way too bad that they played in only a 20,000 seat varsity stadium then, because he deserved to be watched by 40,000, you know, fans a game. That's how good he was, even on just about his last legs. But, you know, a very, very special player. You know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to see him play a few times in person. You know, he went well before his time. I believe he's, what, 71 years old, huh?
Right, 71 years old. He was ill for a while. He had some problems with his heart, and, you know, the people around the world were all, of course, you know, laying out the tributes, and there's 3 days of mourning in Portugal starting today for him. And, you know, they say you could call him the king in Portugal, because he was the greatest player. Even Cristiano Ronaldo said he was the greatest player Portugal has ever produced. And so,
besides him.
Well, no, he was very humble. I mean, he was his idol. So, well, Michael, we thank you for spending some time with us on talking about Eusebio tonight, and we'll get back to our regular format next week. But thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer, Mr. Zero Dick Howard, who had a chance to see Eusebio play many times in Europe and in the World Cup and, of course, in Toronto. We'll get his thoughts on the great Eusebio next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season ticket information is available by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Kooja-koo, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday night in Milwaukee against the Waves starting at 7 p.m. You can catch the match on the MISL YouTube Sports Channel. The Lancers are back home next Friday, January 17th, as they face their throughway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by dental doctor David Olivo of Gates. The number to call for Dr. Olivo is 328-3382. Or you can visit his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. Joe and I both go to Dr. Olivo, and he's one of the top dentists in the Rochester area. We recommend him highly.
And he's very gentle.
And he's a soccer player, too.
Yeah, soccer player, too. Yeah, exactly.
Dick, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening, guys.
Well, Dick, obviously we're talking about Eusebio, and probably more than anyone, you've seen him play for many, many years, and you know, when you heard the news, what were your thoughts when you heard that he had passed?
Well, it was a great sadness because he was a tremendous ambassador for the game. You know, on his retirement, he was a person that you could speak to. He was very humble, and he came to Toronto on quite a few occasions because Toronto has got a large Portuguese community, and they would often bring him in, especially the Benfica club, which is a big one here in Toronto. But No, it was with sadness, you know, and you look, he's, 71 years of age. He didn't have an easy time with his health in recent years, but he still had that smile. And, say, the memories of him in 1966 when I saw him score 6 of his 9 goals in the World Cup in just 2 games, a tremendous game against Brazil. in which Portugal won 3-1. And then that amazing game, when you talk about amazing games in the World Cup, that was probably the one, because I won't mention who North Korea had beaten in getting to the latter round. Right, Joel?
Right.
But
we're not going to talk about
they went ahead 3-0 against Portugal, and we were just, you know, in shock, because Portugal, having, you know, performed so well, and it seemed to be an easy win for them, and suddenly they're down 3-0, and then Eusebio got to work and scored 4 goals, assisted on the 5th goal, and Portugal came out with a 5-3 win. So, you know, a remarkable player, and as I say, a remarkable tournament, that 9 goals in the 1966 World Cup ranks up with some of the greats.
And Portugal finished 3rd in that World Cup. They won the 3rd place game after losing to England in a game that was there was some controversy. The game was moved at the last minute from Liverpool to Wembley, and there was the images of him coming off the field crying after Portugal lost the match. But still, you know, he was the player of the tournament. No doubt about it. And a tournament that really got soccer going in North America was the 66 World Cup.
Yes, it certainly was. With the coverage and the atmosphere at the games, and the fact you know, as I say, it was on television, and the coverage was quite exceptional. And I was fortunate, because in that tournament, I watched the group games in Goodison in Liverpool, and I won a ticket to watch the final. So I saw England win that dramatic game against West Germany in the final. So it was a tournament that had lots of memories for me. And then a couple of years later, I was playing for Detroit, and we had a game at Yankee Stadium against the New York team, and it was a doubleheader. Who was playing in the other game? Well, it was a game between a team called Santos, with a player by the name of Pelé, and Benfica with the Eusebio, and close to 40,000 at the game. And I've still got the two ticket stubs with the autographs of Pelé and the autograph of Eusebio, and I also took photographs of them. So it's in my photo library. That is something that has a special place.
You know, Dick, I was reading the Italian Corriere dello Sport this morning, and many things have been said about different players. But one of the players that, you know, played alongside Eusebio I think it was 66, when 66 or 67, it was the great Mazzola, when they played against Spain, you know, the rest of the world against Spain. And what Mazzola said is that Eusebio was the left wing for him, and he was the center forward. And they connected so well, because he understood how Mazzola played the game. And he served them, you know, that he scored a beautiful goal. Mazzola scored a beautiful goal. And then, of course, there is, you know, the remarks, the Mourinho you know, said about him, which was very complimentary. And one of them said, if Eusebio was 20 years old, or was at the younger age today, where would he fit in the world soccer today? Mm-hmm. And the remarks that they said, that he would be, you know, it would fit well with you know, the young star of today's soccer. Are you in the same opinion?
Yeah, you know, he's such a tremendous athlete, and with his finishing, you know, in his opportunism, he'd be right up there. He's one of these players, Joe, and I'm sure you'll agree, like a Michael Jordan. When they get the ball, what is going to happen? Same thing with the Cristiano Ronaldo and the Lionel Messi's. You know, they get the ball, and in their possession, they're going to make some magic happen. And Eusebio is up in the ranks of those kinds of players, an outstanding player, you know, an outstanding career. And it was great that we were able to see him for a few years in North America, of course, in the 70s.
And boy, did he have an impact in Toronto. I mean, it was the perfect place for him with the large Portuguese community. In 1976, he led Toronto to the NASL title, including a win over the Lancers in the playoffs, which were to many Lancer fans, including Mr. Sirianni. I remember that match. But tell us about what it was like in 76 with Eusebio in Toronto. I mean, what was the fans and the crowds like when he played?
Well, I tell you, it's very interesting. I got an email the other day from a good friend of mine who's a journalist, and he was in 1975 at a press conference for an exhibition game involving Tottenham Hotspur, and he was sitting next to the legendary Tottenham goalkeeper Bill Brown. He was just having a chat, and he looked across, and he spotted this fellow sitting alone, and he looked very, very much like Eusebio. And Bill Brown was saying, yeah, geez, he does look a little bit like him. But anyway, Mike Toth went over and said, I apologize, but you do look like Eusebio. And apparently, because he was Eusebio, he says, well, because I am. And he explained in broken English that he was in Toronto because he was interested in signing with Toronto Croatia, didn't know anybody, and was hoping to meet some club official. And at that press conference was the president of Toronto Croatia, a gentleman by the name of John Scholler, and the rest is history, that he eventually, as I say, played, scored 16 goals in 21 games, for Metros Croatia, 9 in the final 8 games of the season, and I saw some of them, and he was just outstanding. And of course, they won the championship, beat Minnesota Kicks in the final 3-0. So, from what would be very humble beginnings, he signed for what was then Toronto Metros Croatia, and was instrumental. And they have great memories of him. With regards to his career, just 1 year in Toronto, and in fact, there's a movie out on the history of the Toronto Croatia club, and the 1976, of course, is very much part of that documentary.
Now, Dick, what was the reaction in the Toronto news papers today? What did they have a reasonable amount of coverage for Eusebio?
Well, I know, certainly within the Portuguese community, it was mentioned here. It's been mentioned in newscasts, which is unusual for, the passing of a great soccer player. But I was just listening to the CBC radio, and they were talking about the very emotional 3 days of mourning that's in place, and the trip from the church to the stadium, and apparently a very emotional day for Portuguese fans and people, and certainly in the new Estádio da Luz, with the hearse driving and the coffin being placed in the center of the field. It I'm sure would be very moving if you're in that environment, and I know that a lot of my Portuguese friends will be watching that because it's been covered extensively on Portuguese television, and a lot of them are able to access to this. But just a very sad day, when you have the passing of a great player, because you think they're almost immortal, don't you?
Well, there's. I concur with you, because I was going to ask you, Dick, as the parting remarks. What would you say? I would say that from my part, I would say that the world has lost an ambassador of soccer, especially from the African nation, because he was one of the prominent African player that went and play in Portugal, but he was born in Mozambique, and so the history will show that he was great, this as we all remember him to be.
Yes, it is an image, and of course with a statue outside the new stadium in Lisbon, the home of Benfica, adorned with scarves, and say that the fact that it's 3 days of mourning, and politicians, the head of FIFA had some fine words to say about him. His great rival, of course, Pelé. The praise has been coming from players past and present. Cristiano Ronaldo, a great admirer, of what Eusebio had done for Portuguese football. So it's with great sadness. And the one thing that really, really impresses me, guys, is the response in the stadiums. I was watching the Manchester United Cup tie against Swansea, and before, you know, the game started, they were standing and acknowledging Eusebio and the applause. And I just looked in the crowd at Sir Alex Ferguson and Sir Bobby Charlton. I'm sure there's a bit of a tear in their eyes as they were watching that. Just tremendous response by the football community to a loss of one of our greats. I think I always get very emotional with this, but it is something that truly shows the power of our sport.
It is, and it's a family, and he was certainly loved by everybody, and he'll be missed. So, Dick, thank you so much for all of your thoughts and remembrances of Eusebio. We'll talk to you again and get back to our regular format next Monday night. So thanks again.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We come back, we'll be joined by former Lancers owner Charlie Sciano as he continues to remember Eusebio this week on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
WISL Avon Rochester.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday night in Milwaukee against the Waves starting at 7 p.m. You can catch the match on the MISL YouTube Sports Channel. The Lancers are back home next Friday, January 17th, as they face their throughway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Cimriani. Tonight's show, we celebrate the memory of Eusebio da Silva Ferreira, one of the greatest players in the history of soccer, passed away yesterday at the age of 71. And joining us now, a gentleman who knew Eusebio and nearly brought him here to play for the Rochester Lancers, but didn't happen. But we did get a chance to see him play here at Hollander Stadium a number of times. The former owner of the Lancers, Charlie Schiano, joins us. Charlie's appearance brought to you by the MISL Rochester Lancers. Lancers in Milwaukee this Saturday, 7 p.m. kickoff, and then back home next Friday against the Syracuse Silver Knights, 7 p.m. kickoff. 872-KICKER, rlancers.com to get your tickets. Charlie, thanks for coming on our show tonight.
Well, it's my privilege, Andy. It's good to be on with you and Joe.
And Charlie, Michael was saying... Michael was saying earlier about Eusebio and nearly playing for the Rochester Lancers. And
tell us about Charlie.
Yes, tell us all about it.
Well, you know, Eusebio was in a retiring mode, and he was available. And then I guess Toronto outbid us for him because they ended up with him. And he played for Toronto. And at the time, I think they were the Metro Croatians. And, you know, Toronto has so many different... titles and owners, it was difficult to remember, but he was with the Metro Croatians. I remember he played in the championship, NASL championship game up in Seattle, and I think it was Seattle, yeah. He played in a championship game when Toronto played the championship, and he was, you know, as a player, he was so smooth and so controlling of the ball, and he just knew where everybody was and where he was on the field. And he was just a delight to watch, much like, I don't say he had the athleticism of our great friend, the Black Pearl, but he was, he just had, he had the soccer sense and his passing and his control of the ball and his ability to see the field were phenomenal. And in a personal level, when we got to chat with him, he was a very amiable guy, a very nice guy, a very soft-spoken person. And he just loved the game of soccer. I think he loved playing during the time he spent here in North American Soccer League. And those were, I call those the middle years, really, when he was around. And the Toronto Metro Croatians surprised me that they were able to get him. But they did a job, and they got him. Of course, that was the Toronto team was always a very tough team to play, the Metro Croatians, when they were up there, even when... I think even better than they were later on in later years. But they had a lot of talent, and I always remember Eusebio standing out as a spectacular player and a great team leader on the field. You could tell everybody had respect for him when he walked on the field.
Charlie, just if you can elaborate a little bit on some of the things that you would like to say about his playing and about this what he did for soccer in the United States.
Well, you know, it was a time when we were getting the North American Soccer League was bringing players into the North American continent who were really the superstars and who had reached a certain level where they still had the skills, maybe just not quite as fast or quite as strong as they used to be, but still spectacular players. And the impact of bringing, you know, Eusebio into a stadium in, for example, Seattle or New York just increased the publicity and the coverage that people had. And just like with Pelé and, you know, all the others that came at the time, Georgie Best, there's a certain level of players that were just above the good, very fine players. And these guys were in a special elite soccer nation, as it were. I mean, you put Pelé, Canalia, Beckenbauer. These were, you know, this was comparable to a Beckenbauer in Germany. You had the Eusebio from Portugal. He was, you know, the hero of Portugal. And so, you know, it was that level of great players with name recognition. I hate to compare it to other sports. People don't like to do it, but he was kind of like a Joe DiMaggio of baseball, you know, and people wanted to come and see the great Eusebio because of the legendary play he had while he played, you know, for Portugal and all the other great professional teams he played with. So that raised the level of interest throughout the continent, and that was why it was so important that the Eusebios and Pelés came, because they were the foundation, really, of soccer. And as I have said and others have said, the North American Soccer League will never reach quite that level again. But it's going to be a great level. But, I mean, we brought the superstars of the world here to play, and they were playing against other great superstars, which made the level of soccer so important. And we all benefited by it. Yeah, and that was very important.
The Lancers, again, played a big part, because this first ever match that Eusebio played in the NASL was against the Rochester Lancers when he played for the Boston Minutemen. And Michael was saying earlier that if he wished he had known in advance that Eusebio was going to be here, because it certainly would have drawn a much bigger crowd, because there were people in Rochester would have certainly come out to see, you know, a player of the level of a Pelé to play here.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Andy, and that was it. He was that level, and they were, you know, that was the movement of the time to bring these great players in, and was very. We had a shot at, I forgot, one other great Portuguese player, and we thought we had him signed to a contract, and just before he got, who was that player, Joe? It just escapes me now.
It was Giorgio.
He was another Portuguese player. He was in his prime, though. And we had him on the plane, I guess, and just everything just fell apart. But that was Popovich that arranged that.
Arturo George.
Pardon? Yeah.
Arturo George became the coach of the Portuguese national team.
We're going to have Popovich on in just a bit, so we can talk to him about that.
Well, yeah, he'll remember that, because we were positive we had him, and then last minute, I forgot what the complications were. There were so many. I mean, it's just like when we brought Horvath here. I mean, you know, Horvath was at that super player of the year in Europe in that those years, and then he escaped from Hungary and went to Switzerland. That got away. People forget about the communists and the Iron Wall and all that stuff, but you know, these were superstars. You got to put them all in one package, and they were there. There was Sabios, the Horvath, the Pelés, the Canarias. It made soccer so much. I don't know. People wanted to see these people. I mean, I've told so many times. People have approached me on the streets of Rochester and said, "Thank you, Charlie," because I never would have had a chance to see Beckenbauer. I never would have had a chance to see Pelé, but because of the Lancers and because of what all you people have done in bringing these great stars here, we're able to see them live, and we'll remember this for the rest of our lives. And that was Eusebio was one of those stars they often approached me on and talked about.
It certainly was. We had Pelé, Beckenbauer, Gerd Müller, and Georgie Best, and Ron Cruyff. They all played here in Rochester, and it was yourself and Pat Denolfo and all the rest of the Lancer family who did that. So we appreciate that, Charlie. And thanks so much for sharing your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to share it because you guys are doing a good job, and Eusebio memory ought to be recalled in great favor, because he was a fine player and he was a gentleman. He was a real gentleman. But listen, guys, take care, good luck, and keep the ball rolling, okay?
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Very much.
Appreciate it.
All the best, guys.
Goodbye. Charlie Schiano here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we come back, we will be joined by the former head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Don Dragon Popovich, as we finish up our tribute to Eusebio next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
For your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé.
Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why, Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday night in Milwaukee against the Waves starting at 7 p.m. You can catch the match on the MISL YouTube Sports Channel. The Lancers are back home next Friday, January 17th, as they face their throughway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to our final segment of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight we're paying tribute to the late Eusebio, who left us yesterday morning, and we're talking about him all during the show tonight, Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni. And Joe, we have now gentlemen who knew Eusebio personally, so we can talk about that.
Next guest, of course, he had a connection with the Portuguese Federation. He brought many players, a Portuguese player to Rochester Lancers while he was here as a coach, and certainly one of the people that he knew personally, not only because Arthur George, but because he met Eusebio personally. So it's my great pleasure to have Dragan Popovich, or the way I call him Pop, you know, Pop Popovich, which is not only a good friend, but he's like we are like brothers. So, Pop, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
You always love to hear from you and from people of Rochester. I love the city still. I never forget about the city, and every time I talk to you and talk to your show, I am all excited and happy. Thank you.
Pop, you know, we lost a guy that you know personally. Tell us a little bit about him.
Eusebio is a great guy. He's a tremendous, obviously one time he was the best player in the world. And he came to the United States to play a little bit here. But then before he came to the United States, I took him. I put a World All-Star team in indoor, and we went down to Brazil, and Eusebio played every game, every minute, every second of all those games. We call that football in Brazil down. They call football the salon. Eusebio was a great guy, a tremendous athlete, a great person. He was that big. He and Pelé, in my opinion, is too. Nobody ever reached those two guys to be as many as trophies as they two have. And as a person, he was ambassador of Portugal, ambassador of soccer, anywhere he went, and tremendous recognized person. I just believe that as a person, you're not going to find a better person, Pelé and him. Eusebio, they are down on earth people. You can talk to them. They can stop every corner of every street and talk to the kids about soccer. They're the best ambassador of soccer in the world, in my opinion.
We're with Don Dragon Popovich, former Lancers coach. His appearance tonight brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sport Park and Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing. Certainly great weather for snow tubing over the next number of months. It's 4618 Ridge Road West in Spencerport. Definitely visit them this winter. And then during the summer, check out soccer and other things going on to the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And Coach, obviously we were talking about Eusebio, and you talk about indoor a bit. Eusebio played for the Buffalo Stallions in the Major Indoor Soccer League right down the road from us. And, of course, you were the coach of the New York Arrows at the time with all the great players you had. So what was it like? What was he like when he played indoors? Obviously he was at the end of his career, and he was slowed up by his knees were giving him problems. But what was it like playing in the MISL?
He was still one of the best players in MLSL, and not only that indoor, he was one of the better players we have ever outdoor in America, because he played in Boston outdoor soccer, and then he played in Buffalo for the indoor soccer. He's obviously when he came here, it was the end of his career, and he was not as fast and as great as he was before, but still was one of the better players we ever brought in this country to play indoor soccer. I took him 3-4 times with me in a road trip, because we put a European All-Star to go to play in England, and we play in France, we play in Germany, and he went with that All-Star with me. Everywhere he go, people recognize who's Eusebio and one of the best players in the world. And obviously, every hotel we went, there was more and more people coming in every hotel just for them to sign autographs and stuff like this. And he stopped, talked to everybody, explained everything about his career and anybody who wanted to take the picture with Eusebio. I mean, we miss a really great guy, and not only great soccer player, great person.
Well, Pop, you know, you're talking about Portuguese a little bit and Portuguese soccer. You brought many Portuguese players in your career as a coach, at least here in Rochester. You brought Arthur Jorge, you brought Ibrahim Silva, Pedro, and many, many more that, I can go on and up. But tell us a little bit about, you know, the Eusebio and the connection that you had with the Portuguese soccer, and what you did, you know, to bring those players
here. I have a tremendous connection there. All started through Luis Dabo, who I brought in to be my assistant coach in Rochester, and then we got him a head coach job in Kansas City, so he went there. But Luis Dabo played in the first division in Portugal, and he was a very good soccer player. And he became a very good coach, and he still lives today in Phoenix. And he was the guy, when Eusebio was in the hospital, he was the guy who called me, and he said, it was 2 years ago, he said Eusebio is in the hospital. So I've been in touch with Eusebio almost every year, at least once. And then I talked to Eusebio, I personally called him, and he said that he don't feel really good, that he's now better. He went out of the hospital, But I could see right there through the voice when I talked to him that he was not feeling really good. So we're going to miss him a lot, and he's a great friend, and at the same time, great soccer player.
He certainly was, and fortunately there's videotape of him from his days with Benfica, playing for the national team of Portugal in the World Cup, and of course playing in the North American Soccer League. And you had a chance to, you know, coach against him in the 76 season when the Lancers were in the playoffs, and we lost to Toronto on that very last second goal by Gene Strenisser. But what was it when you played in Toronto against the Metro Croatia and Eusebio, what was the crowd, what was their reaction when he got the ball, and were there a lot of Portuguese fans in the stands to watch him?
went crazy. Toronto is one of the largest Portuguese community, and obviously that's the reason they went after him to have him there so badly. And whenever he go, whenever he come in the field and everything, that's a standing ovation. And same time, they love the guy. They are he's probably the most recognized soccer player in the world today. And he's just a great person, great soccer player. Personality is great. I remember I took him one time to Brazil, and he was playing card with one of the best Yugoslavian players, Chekularis, and they both stayed in one room and down in Brazil in Rio de Janeiro, and they were playing cards. And about 12 o'clock that night, they wake me up and they're saying, "We got a problem. I guess Eusebio lost all the money to Chekularis," so he was very upset, and he said, "I'm going to kill this guy," you know. So he was kind of joking with me and everything, but it just as big a player as Eusebio, you're not going to find a better person in private life than this guy. And that's how people love him in Toronto and wherever he's been. In Boston, they still remember him and they still love him. And around the Portugal, and we miss really great soccer player and great person.
Well, Pop, you know, there is so many things we could say about Eusebio. There is the only thing that we, from Soccer Kick in the Grass, we extend our condolence to his family. We extend our condolence to soccer in general, because we have lost an idol. We have lost someone that has done so much for soccer. And Andrew and I, and I'm sure you concur that the family should be proud of what he achieved, and our condolence to them.
Hey, Joe, I agree with you 100%, and I just want to tell you that he played for the Benfica team from Portugal. Benfica was 6-7 times European champion. That was at that time when you mentioned Benfica, at the same time, like you said, Barcelona today, or Real Madrid, or some of this team, that kind of caliber of the team, and he scored all their goals, and he won many, many, many international trophies and stuff. I mean, just a great, great guy. I really, I just hope God that we got him one wish in a short time, some of that was Eusebio, because he was a great person and great soccer player.
Thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Wes. We really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to having you on again in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Pop.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don Popovich here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and that's going to do it for our show tonight. We want to thank Don and Charlie Sciano, and of course Michael Lewis, Dick Howard, for remembering Eusebio, and we'll be back to our regular format next week, Joe, and talk about the Lancers. Of course, Lancers are playing Saturday in Milwaukee, and next Friday night here in Rochester against the Syracuse Silver Knights.
That's correct, and we look forward for everybody to go to the Proclus Arena and support the Lancers.
And that'll be 7 p.m. next Friday night against Syracuse. And again, you can watch the Milwaukee match on Saturday, 7 o'clock on the MISL YouTube channel. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis down in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday as we go back to our regular format of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.